This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1721. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 15th, Australia, Brazil, Cuba, Egypt, France, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Korea South, Mexico, Myanmar, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Papua New Guinea, Sarawak, South Carolina, Spain, Sri Lanka, Tibet, USA, Uruguay, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, in case you've been trying to hear, Radio Simban, the low-power station near Sydney, Australia, as of May 9th in Baxter, in the neighborhood, says it's been off the air for a full 7 days from 2368.5. On May 13th, before and after 05 UT, Dan Sheedy in California and I were hearing Radio Australia on a surprise new frequency, 15530. It apparently was replacing 15300, which was missing. That's the one putting in a good signal to North America between 03 and 06. But it must have been a mistake because the next night they were back on 15300. However, we heard no French at 03 to 315. There had been a token French broadcast scheduled Monday through Friday during the first part of that transmission. And what about the major budget cuts threatening Radio Australia? The government's budget for the next fiscal year was released, as expected, May 13th, but barely mentioned Radio Australia per se. Did, however, mention the Australian Television Network, which Radio Australia is now a part of. Robin Harwood in Tasmania summarizes, both ABC and SBS have their budget cut by 1%, and the ABC loses the contract for Australian Television Network. The foreign aid budget also heavily cut. If ATN is closed, as likely, it will probably flow over to Radio Australia as well. You can read a lot more detail about this in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-20, via worldofradio.com. Brazil's Rádio Nacional da Amazônia has been missing part of the time from 6180 when checked during our evenings, but the parallel frequency has remained on 11780, although it's again developing some modulation problems. At sunset here in Oklahoma, May 9th at 0137 UT, the dominant signal on 1620 kHz was Radio Rebelde FM from Cuba. That's not the program we hear on 1180 and many other medium-wave frequencies, or shortwave 5025, but as the name implies, their FM service, however, carried on this AM frequency, 1620. And hardly a week goes by without hearing Radio Havana, Cuba on some strange unlisted frequencies. May 11th at 0123, I was hearing English on 12165, a weak signal. But that is the sum of their two English frequencies, 6000 plus 6165. Possibly that was due to receiver overloading, though I have never noticed it before. The next one, however, is definitely a transmission fault, 12330. Radio Havana, Cuba Spanish was heard May 12th at 1212 UT. This was no mixing product or an accidental harmonic, but a full-strength transmission by mistake. The frequency missing was 11860 at the time. The most obvious way Havana could come up on 12330 would be mistuning the 6165 transmitter to radiate only on its second harmonic. Chris Greenway in England tells us, for the first time since 2010, Egypt is to observe summertime. Clocks go forward on 15 May, that is UT plus 3 instead of UT plus 2. However, clocks will go back again for Ramadan starting around 29 June, so that's only one sesquimonth of DST, and he thinks there'll be a lot of chopping and changing. If I recall correctly, the last time they had DST, external broadcast did not make a time shift by universal time, except presumably the domestic relays in Arabic, which would have to shift their programming, if not their transmission times as well, although it hardly matters with their unreadability. Anyhow, look out for even more confusion from Radio Cairo. Ika Biervert found a strange new registration in HFCC for Radio France International, valid from May 12th to 22nd only, via their Issoudun site in France. It's a broadcast at 11 to 11:30 UT, using 11 transmitters on 4 frequencies to different target areas. That is, one of them on 9790, 3 of them on 15300, 4 of them on 21690, and 3 more on 17630. And one of these is even in North America at 11 to 11:30 UT, 17630. But what could be the reason? Stephen Cooper researched this and found out a mention on the RFI website. It's for the European elections. The official campaign in France began Monday, May 12th, and ends Thursday, May 22nd. All candidates have a strict equality of speaking time and antenna according to the rules of the Higher Audiovisual Council. RFI broadcasts campaign spots of the various candidates on shortwave on those dates, that is May 12th to 17th, skipping the weekend, and 19th to 22nd inclusive. Ron Howard in California notes that RRI Vamena, Indonesia, varying about 70 hertz below 4870, is still carrying the English program of Kanguru Indonesia. Greg, with his Australian accent, on Thursdays, heard May 8th at 1227 to 1255. You can read more about it at www.kanggru.org. Ivo Ivanov reports the frequency change for Voice of Martyrs, also known as Freedom, clandestine to North Korea via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, effective May 6th. That's at 1600 to 1730, move from 7505 to 7530, which means the second harmonic, which is also audible, is moved from 15010 to 15060. And much more about that new Korean service Ron Howard has been hearing on 6135. It's originating in South Korea, but it's actually another clandestine aimed at the North. As of May 9th, Ron Howard summarizes what is known about the station on 6135 based on his own observations and valuable input from Seiichi Hasegawa, Mano Ritola, Hiroshi, Shigenori Aoki, Bill Harms, and several online sources. Voice of Freedom is a clandestine operated by the Republic of Korea's Defense Ministry, which is new to shortwave. In past years, it was on FM, established to provide propaganda broadcasts into the DPRK. It seems that portions of the broadcasts are made up of Voice of Freedom programs, and other portions are perhaps KBS programming. Bill Harms, who used to live in Korea, listened to a recording and offered some analysis. One announcement is roughly translated as, "And now the Voice of Freedom broadcast comes to a close. The Voice of Freedom is broadcast on shortwave." Bill Harms says, "I occasionally heard them in Seoul on 103.1 when we lived there. I had understood that they had stopped broadcasting on FM and were using loudspeakers along the DMZ. But that was several years ago. If I remember right, they played the Voice of Freedom program for 3 or 4 hours per day, and regular KBS programming the rest of the day." As of May 10th, S. Hasegawa says the Voice of Freedom schedule is, according to their announcements, all on 6135 and 3 FM frequencies, 1017, 1031, and 1073, in universal time, 03 to 05, 08 to 20, and 21 to midnight. And Ron Howard has continued to monitor them on subsequent days. May 10th at 12:35 to 13:30, chatting in Korean, playing ballads, patriotic sounding songs. No English language lesson on a Saturday, as he had noted on weekdays around 1300. Now, at 1330, Shokaze, Seabreeze, the clandestine from Japan to North Korea, signs on the same frequency, 6135, and that interferes with Voice of Freedom, and sometimes, additionally, North Korean jamming. How convenient. Voice of Freedom programming was intermittent on May 12th, but back to normal schedule on the 13th. Ron tuned in at 1105 with a decent reception. At 1300, the usual weekday English language lesson. Where can I listen to the radio was the subject that may have come from KBS. But Seiichi Hasegawa says, I think it's an original Voice of Freedom program, but may be produced by the Global Korean Network. Since last week, I've had a few more sporadic e-analog TVDX openings from Mexico to Oklahoma. However, specific station IDs are few and far between. We're lucky if we can identify the network programming from Bugs in the Corners. However, some of the definite IDs were Teleactiva. That entire word appears in the upper right corner when we're getting XCFB TV in Monterrey, Nuevo León on Channel 2. And on Channel 4, I saw for a few seconds, inserted across the top of the screen in a very large font, XELN-TV. That's in Torreón, Coahuila. Unfortunately, most Mexican stations, which do present their call letters, do so with a very tiny font, very hard to read with the DX interference up in the corner, but not this one. I wish everyone ID'd like XELN. Also on a Monday evening around 01:30 UT Tuesday on Channel 2, not sure which network, I was obviously getting The Simpsons, but dubbed in Spanish. It's just not the same without the original vocal characterizations, as I guess Harry Shearer and Hank Azaria don't do any dubbing into Spanish. Myanmar Radio Rangoon has two transmitters on 5985. That is, a new one which is exactly on frequency, and the old one often heard, which is several hundred hertz above 5985, and thus makes a heterodyne if anything else is on the frequency. However, on May 9th and 10th, Ron Howard in California found them on the exact frequency, around 1150 UT, providing much better reception. Using a remote receiver in Thailand, Wolfgang Büschel also found 5985.000, May 9th at 1500. Ron Howard says, also on May 12th at 1146 through 1224, still on the proper frequency. He suggests they may just be repairing the old off-frequency transmitter, so it might be coming back. Ron Howard also observes 9730.0 Myanmar Radio, May 14th, starting the Wednesday edition of ABC Radio Australia's Lesson 19 at the Festival at 1108. It was a repeat of the show on Monday, and it went off at 1145. This time they were running past their normal sign-off at 1130. Not only ABC in Australia, but Radio New Zealand has also been up for a financial review. Mike Terry forwards an item from stuff.co.nz, dated 9 March, headlined Radio New Zealand, doing fine. By that they mean the entire domestic service, shortwave hardly mentioned, but we may hope it also carries over to shortwave. Despite advocacy groups, labor press releases, and Save Radio New Zealand t-shirts, the public broadcaster has told the Parliamentary Commerce Select Committee it is doing just fine. Despite a six-year funding freeze, the broadcaster would continue to be in decent financial shape for the next financial year, says Chief Executive Paul Thompson. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1721. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com, especially the ever-growing archive of DX Listening Digests. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO, @yahoo.com. I hope we have another person to thank by next week. Considering the big news story in Nigeria lately, you might want to listen to the Voice of Nigeria, which has an external service in English. We can only wish you good luck and prepare for frustration. Torsten Hallmann in Germany summarizes the situation as of May 13th. He says, hello again with non-news of my favorite chaos. The last almost 2 weeks, I found time to monitor Voice of Nigeria in the morning, afternoon, and evening most days. In general, all transmissions on even frequencies were quite irregular. Last weekend, I only caught it on 15120, Saturday evening, at 1758 to 1801. But if on, always on scheduled frequencies, except May 3rd, when it seemed to be on 11770 from 1730 to 1800. The ones on odd frequencies, including DRM, were regular, DRM starting at 1757 occasionally instead of 1830. Most of the scheduled live broadcasts from Lagos did not take place, but news at 0600 was often aired and started later, ended earlier on some days. The scheduled broadcasts were replaced by taped programs, the same few shows over and over. Live broadcasts had usually relatively low audio, while taped programs varied between the extremes. The live stream was off when checked, so in brief, it seems to be big chaos in Lagos, but at least some regularity in Abuja. On May 14th, the morning segment on 15120 consisted only of the usual selection of taped programs from 0600 to 0830, but with very good audio quality. There is another Nigerian station active on shortwave, and it's in the troubled north, Radio Kaduna, on 6089.9. He heard it May 13th after 1830, but could not make much out of the audio, and I don't suppose it was in English. Wolfgang Büschel has also been monitoring it. Heard on at 21:55 to 22:10 UT. He says he had not heard it since February 2nd. This was measured on 6089.856. Torsten Hallmann replies, I don't believe it had been off for more than 3 months. I did miss it for a while. I may have heard it on March 30th, and quite sure I also heard it sometime in April. On May 12th at 2200, Wolfgang Büschel put it on 6089.854, but there are other stations nearby. Radio Bandeirantes in Brazil on 6089.953, and China exactly on 6090.000. This was probably just before Anguilla came on the frequency, but if you're lucky, Anguilla will be missing during the night hours and perhaps also around morning sign-on in Nigeria. I did not run across the anti-Christian pirate radio station YHWH the past week, but here's one log of it from Larry Will in Maryland. It was on 7400 a.m., May 10th at 1802, that is, in the early afternoon, with their odd religious screed. If he's hearing it in Maryland at that time on that band, it makes it unlikely to be from the West Coast, as we've been thinking from other captures. NBC Papua New Guinea update as of May 14th from Ron Howard in California. At 10:44, NBC Madang on 3260 with Pigeon Talk. Some Pacific Island songs and news in English at 12:02. It went off the air just after the news at 12:06, about the same decent signal as New Ireland on 3905. But off the air that date were Sundown on 3205 and East New Britain on 3385. It seems that Radio Free Sarawak has settled on 15460 for the Sesquiar broadcast at 1100 to 1230 UT. I was even hearing what must have been that on May 13th at 12:15. Ryan Howard in California reports it on 15460 sometime during that sesquihour on May 8th, 13th, and 14th. The site still via Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines, as far as we know. Hans-Jörg Biener sends an excerpt from Reporters Without Borders, which celebrated World Press Freedom Day on the 3rd of May with profiles of 100 information heroes. Of them, he found four international broadcasters, including Peter John Jaban, J-A-B-A-N, known by the pseudonym of Papa Orangutan, of the Voice of Radio Free Sarawak, based in London, broadcasting the jungles of Sarawak on Borneo, a member of Sarawak's Iban community. It says, Jaban already defied the authorities by turning his previous radio station into a forum for criticizing exploitation and expropriation of the native population by the associates of Sarawak billionaire Chief Minister Taib Mahmud. Radio Free Sarawak has to operate clandestinely in Sarawak, where the authorities regard it as seditious, jamming its broadcasts and hacking its website in an attempt to prevent from spreading its lies and poisoning the spirit of the people. Since returning to Sarawak in 2012, Jaban has lived in constant fear of being arrested, but that does not stop him from commenting ironically, "I much appreciate the honor of this recognition, not least because it may be useful if I am arrested." Speakers other than Brother Stair have been heard a lot lately on the Overcomer Ministry. In fact, we've had to check parallel frequencies to be sure there's not been a programming change. This makes us wonder if he is all right in the sense of his physical health, if not his mental health. He is, after all, in his 80s, and his own home page shows a boneyard with a bunch of skulls, one of them with his name on it. However, there must be countless recordings which could keep playing forevermore once he's really no longer with us, which raises the question, why aren't they doing that now if he's taking a break? Could there have been a coup at the compound? Filed under Spain, but really only tentative, this strange NID on 17341 USB reported by Harold Froge on his de-expedition in Michigan, Friday, May 9th, from 1955 until it went off at 20, 37, and 33 seconds, a continuous commentary by a woman in oddly accented Spanish. They mentioned Radio Exterior and España, but not altogether, in other references to cities in Spain and the Football World Cup and so forth. The audio was muted and there was noise. He says, "I've heard about this time before, but not every day, and not parallel to REE broadcasts on its own frequencies." He checked the next day, May 10th, from 1930 to 2000, and heard nothing. But the frequency to check further is 17341 USB. Just about every evening we can hear Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation opening at 0115 UT, its morning broadcast to India on 11905. There's a time signal which is always considerably late by 10 or 20 seconds. We've assumed the opening sign-on announcement is in Hindi, but Joe's Jacob in India has put together an exact schedule, and it depends on the day of the week. Hindi is on Thursdays and Fridays. Other days, the first 15 minutes are in Bangla, and in that case, it's actually a Christian program. Most of the transmission is in Hindi, and there are some English segments, and when they occur, they are also religious, that is, Christian. The English times are on UT Sunday at 02:30 to 03:30, on Tuesday 02:30 to 2:45, Thursday 02:30 to 03:00, and Saturday 03:00 to 03:30. Otherwise, in between, they fill with old Hindi film songs, golden oldies. I say, what a shame SLBC has no interest in a true external service in English, with news and secular cultural programming about Sri Lanka. I've been monitoring the new Radio Free Asia transmissions to Tibet via the Kuwait site on the 18 MHz band, otherwise almost vacant of broadcasters. They use a different frequency depending on the day of the week. For example, on Wednesday, May 14th, I was hearing 19,000 kilohertz even, along with interference from a Chinese jammer. After 1300, they switched to 18,990, but the jammer didn't come on until 1309. Broadcasts from WTWW have been somewhat erratic lately, apparently due to transmitter problems, especially the number 2 unit, which has been missing from 9930 in the daytime, 5085 at night. That was the one carrying the Overcomer Ministry. However, that service has been showing up on 12105, the number 3 transmitter. Ivo Ivanov thinks the times for that are approximately from 14 until 07 UT. However, on May 14th, 5085 was showing up at some hours of the night. Remember, the scheduled World of Radio times on the number 1 WTWW transmitter are Thursdays at 2101, UT on 9475, and UT Sundays 0401 on 5830. And we hope once it's back in service, also on number 2, Saturdays at 2330 on 9930. WBCQ has made a number of scheduling changes. We had been noticing 9330 inaudible much of the time lately, especially in the daytime. And now their schedules show that it's on the air only from 2300 until 0200 UT with the Good Friends Radio Network, except extended UT Mondays until 0500. GFRN had been on 9330, 23 hours a day. Now it's also on the two other frequencies during certain hours, 7490 from 02 to 05 UT Sunday, and 5110, 02 to 05 UT, Tuesday through Saturday. Too bad Syria has no shortwave broadcast, as BCQ would no longer be blocking it before 2300 on 9330. WRNO is sometimes on the air at full strength between 01 and 04 UT on 7505.2. However, if it's not, or after those hours, see if you can still pick up a very weak carrier on that same offset frequency, which I think is their exciter, which would be running only a few watts. On Saturday, May 10th, around 2100, I was hearing the Indy Motor Speedway from WHRI on an unscheduled frequency, 11985. Perhaps they'll also be using it for the 500 on May 25th. WWCR is adding a new frequency from May 19th, 15795, between 09 and 12 UT, replacing 15825. In the Kundish list, Luis Poapredis in Argentina reports an Uruguayan station reactivated on shortwave, no doubt a very low-power unit, heard at least during the local daytime, May 8th at 1710 UT, La Voz de Artigas on 6076.3. Also heard by Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay at 2057. In DSWCI DX Window, Luigi Cobizzi reports that the morning of May 8th, the four-tower directional medium-wave antenna of Vatican Radio, which used to be on 1530 kHz, was demolished. May 13th at 1151 UT, I heard a Japanese broadcast on upper sideband 8785. It seems to be a Gyogyo or fishery station. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 3 on May 21st and June 7th. Solar flux dropping from 165 May 15th all the way down to 115 May 27th to 29th and back up to 150 by June 5th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1721. Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week.